joining us on day 5 of our company series. It is my great honor to introduce you to our speaker for today. We have with us Vishwaroop Prabhu. Vishwaroop Prabhu is multifaceted. He holds so many different positions and does so many different services within our ISKCON community. He is the trustee for the Chaitanya Trust, which manages 13 hospitals. He is also the head of the spiritual care department at the Bhakti Vedanta Hospital. He has actually pioneered the Barsana Eye and Dental Camp, which has served so many Brajvasis. He also facilitates the end of the life spiritual care, the hospice care, in Sridham Vrindavan and many other places. Personally, on a personal level, as a teenage girl, I have seen Vishwaroop Prabhu and his wonderful family serving so enthusiastically as mentors to so many wonderful devotees. And he's truly imbibed the mood and love for Sridham Vrindavan, Barsana, and developed friendship with so many Brajvasis. It is such an honor to have you and welcome you here, Vishwaroop Prabhu, on behalf of the GBC SPT team. So thank you for joining us. Thank you for making the time to join us today. Vishwaroop Prabhu, we are very eager to hear about the glories of the Dham from you. So I please request you and invite you to please shed light on dwelling in the Dham as a state for today. Thank you very much, Vishwaroop.
ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई वांट टू एक्सप्रेस माय ग्रैटिट्यूड, हार्टफेल्ट ग्रैटिट्यूड फॉर इनवाइटिंग मी on such a precious and respected forum. And today our topic is dwelling in Dham. So we know Rupa Goswami has told 64 principles of pure devotional service, and 5 of them are most important. One is, the first foremost is association of devotees. Second is chanting of the holy names. Third is scriptures, mainly Srimad Bhagavatam. Fourth is the deity worship. And fifth is Dham Vas, staying in the holy place. So Dham, it is said, Priti Tad Vasati Sthale. Sign of a devotee is he loves to stay and loves the holy Dham. And interestingly, the first and foremost Dham that appeared on earth was Ayodhya. Swayambhu Manu and Vasishtha Muni, both of them did tapasya, and first Sudarshan Chakra was established on that place, and then Ayodhya Dham descended. And the first deity that descended from spiritual world was Sri Ranganath Ji, that was offered by Brahma to Swayambhu Manu in his kingdom. Let us understand what is the difference between Dham and Tirtha. Dham is the place of eternal residence of the Lord. He may be Vishnu, or he may be Krishna, he may be many other forms of the Lord, like Narasimha Dev, Vamana Dev. So that the place where he resides eternally is called Dham. And when he moves out of the Dham and goes to some other place and performs some Leela, that place becomes Tirtha. So like Ayodhya is Dham, but Nasik is Tirtha, where Lord moved and travelled and went all the way down in his exile. So first of all, we'll discuss about how to approach the Dham. Like we always fill up our bags, put our clothes and put our other things that we need when we are traveling. Similarly, when we are planning to visit a Dham, we need to also fill up our bags of the heart. And what we need to fill up is humility, no desire to accept respect. We have to prepare with earnestness, eagerness to visit the holy Dham, to hear the holy Kathas of the Lord, to visit the holy places within the dham. We need to bring up with us service attitude. In Vrindavan, it is called Sakhi Bhav, which essentially means service attitude. We need to be grateful. It is said that with the depth of gratefulness, gratitude, the inner depths of the dham, the confidential secrets of the dham are revealed. One has to be in the mood of performing at least some kind of austerity, if not very great austerities. But austerities is the essential aspect of the stay in the dham. At the same time, some sacrifices need to be offered, mainly the sacrifices of comforts of our home, of our town where we stay. And last but not the least, we need to cultivate the attitude of begging. That is called a yachak pravritti. Yachak pravritti is we need to be beggars of the mercy of the Lord. I remember in 1986, when for the first ever time, we stepped out of our homes in Mumbai to go to the first ever yatra in Vrindavan Dham. We were only 22 people with His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. And we boarded the train and got down at Mathura station. And we were received by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj at the station itself. And there only he gave us the welcome lecture. And many things he spoke, but one line which is stuck in my heart since then is that before you enter the dham, you need to pray for the blessings of the dhami, the lord of the dham, from the bottom of the heart, right from the moment one till the last moment you board your train or a vehicle or a car or aeroplane. So in the case of Vrindavan, it is from the moment one we need to beg for the mercy of Radharani, who is the mistress of Sri Vrindavan Dham. And all the while, all the moments of unlimited moments that we spend in Vrindavan Dham, we need to keep praying for the mercy of Radharani from the bottom of our heart. So if we go to Jagannath Puri, then from the moment one, we pray to Lord Jagannath. If we go to Mayapur, from moment one, we pray to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to bestow His kindness so that He reveals the Dham and He also allows us entrance in the Dham. There are three main dhams that we know. One of them is Mayapur, which is known as Audarya Dham, the most munificent dham, most forgiving dham. It does not take any offenses from the dham yatris. Second is Vrindavan Dham, which is Madhurya Dham, which is like razor's edge. Offenses are calculated and counted there, but it is the most important dham of all dhams, because all other dhams are based on Sri Vrindavan Dham. And third is Jagannath Puri Dham, which is a mixture of Madhurya and Aishwarya, the conjugal feelings of the love of the Lord and also the opulence of the Lord. Both are combined in Jagannath Puri. But interestingly, Radharani is the basis of Vrindavan Dham as well as Mayapur Dham as well as Jagannath Puri Dham. When dham comes in consideration, we know that dham vasis, the residents of dham, are also very important. And there are four types of dham vasis. First type of dham vasi is one who takes birth in the dham. One who takes birth in the dham. And who takes birth in dham? The lord of the dham, in case of Vrindavan, is Radharani, who is very pleased with those souls by their service to Vaishnavas, by their service to general people, by their kindness, by their devotion, love, when she is very, very impressed and influenced by their love, with her chosen people are given birth to dham. And they are called as dhamvasis by birth. Second kinds of dhamvasis are born somewhere else, not in the dham, but they give up that place of birth and they shift or move to stay in the dham permanently. And they become dhamvasis. Third people are generally all of us who are visiting the dham and in yatra, in pilgrimage. So even if you stay for 1 day, 1 hour or 7 days or 15 days, we are also performing dham vas. We are also residing in the dham. We also become a part-time dham vasi. So we go to visit places, we hear kathas and we come back. And there's a fourth kind of dham vasi. Fourth kind of dhamvasi, he or she goes to the dham, resides in the dham, and adopts the very essential mood of the dham, and accepts the dham in his or her heart, carries the dham then wherever he or she goes. So guess who comes to your mind when we consider the fourth category of Dhamvasi? Our dear founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada. He was in Vrindavan. Whenever he was not in Vrindavan, also Vrindavan one is in his heart. He left Vrindavan and he went all the way 10,000 miles away from Vrindavan in Western world. But he carried Vrindavan, he gave Vrindavan, he inspired Vrindavan in the hearts of the people whom we met, and he got them to actual Vrindavan Dham. So the best Dhamvasi is the fourth one, fourth dimension Dhamvasi, because he has Dham in his heart. And because he has Dham in his heart, everything that he sees, wherever he is, Tirthi Tirthanti Kurvani, Srimad Bhagavatam says, wherever he puts his step, the Dham appears there. And the people whom he meets, they feel the presence of the Dham, they feel the divinity, the vibration of being in the Dham, in the company of that person. So, a saintly personality is a walking pilgrimage. He is a walking Dham. You can say walking collection of all the Dhams. So what is the fortune of the Dhamvasis? Dhamvasis, they will not take ever birth again. Or if they ever have to take birth again, because of maybe some offenses in the Dham itself, they will take birth in Dham only. And they will come again and again in Dham only, but they will not go anywhere outside the Dham to take birth. And when they qualify to go back to Godhead, from Dham only they will go back to the spiritual realm. Then the Dhamvasis are seen by demigods as four-armed Vaikunthavasis constantly. I will give some examples to you, what is how dear and how special the Dhamvasis are. This story was told by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj personally in the Yatra. I will cut it short. There was a very deadly dacoit in Vrindavan Dham. He was a Brijvasi and he was a dacoit, and he was so ruthless and so cruel. He was wanted by police. There was a warrant against him, shoot at sight order for him. And after many, many years, he kept on escaping, and one fine day the police could do encounter and shoot him. And he was somewhere near Vrindavan, and when he got shot, he just held his chest, which was injured with bullet, and ran in Banke Bihari temple and prayed to the Lord Banke Bihari and died there. So we were explained that how the Dhamvasis behave, or we see them externally, may not be the right way of seeing them. What is there in the heart, only Lord knows. If there is no devotion or love, how a person can come running to Banke Bihari and seeing Banke Bihari leave his body? There's one story. Second story is, you all know that we hold eye camps in Barsana for last 28 years. And in one of the camps, we went to take round in the night, and all the Brijbasis were operated that day in the till evening. They were admitted there and they were sleeping. It was cold season. They were covered by the rugs. And we went to see the well-being, if everybody's fine. So we had to take round. And when we went to the ward, inpatient area, we heard Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. It sounded like maybe because they have pain in the eye, post-operative. So we went to see the patients and we removed some of the rugs over the body. And we found them fast asleep and chanting Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. And there were not one, there were many people like this. And even today also we see in our eye camp, patients, Brijvasis chanting Radhe Radhe in deep sleep. Here we are, when we are awake, we chant Hare Krishna and we go to sleep during chanting. And here Brijvasis, when they are fast asleep, they are chanting Radhe Radhe. So, they are very fortunate and they are very, very dear to the Lord. They will never take birth again. As a Supreme Personality of Godhead, is a person. The Dham also is a person, because Naam, Roop, Leela and Dham are non-different from the Lord. That means the holy name, the form of the Lord, the pastimes of the Lord and the residence area of the Lord, the Dham, are non-different from the Lord. With only one difference, that Naam, Roop, Leela and Dham are more merciful than the Lord Himself. So with this, the Dham also is more merciful than the Lord Himself. Sri Narottam Das Thakur says how to enter the Dham. He says, Vishaya Chadiya Khabe শুদহ বেমানা কবে হমাহে রব শ্রী বৃন্দাবন। শ্রী বৃন্দাবন অর এনি দ্য ধাম, টিল উই হ্যাভ অ্যাটাচমেন্টস টু দ্য অবজেক্টস অফ সেন্স গ্র্যাটিফিকেশন, ইট ইজ ভেরি ডিফিকাল্ট টু হেরি বো, ভেরি ডিফিকাল্ট টু সি ইন অ্যাকচুয়ালিটি, ইন রিয়ালিটি দি হোলি ধাম। That means to the degree we are attached to sense gratification, to that degree dham will not be revealed to us. In this recent yatra which we had online for Vrindavan with Radhana Swami Maharaj, he said that to the degree we are eager, to the degree we are free from attachment to sense gratification, to that degree dham is revealed to us. Dham is also a person, it's a very dynamic situation, his dynamic personality. Dham responds to us, Dham talks to us, Dham reveals to us His glory. Our experience is in Vrindavan Dham also, there are many places where there are dacoits and there are wrong activities, you know, sinful activities performed. So those places when we go in Vrindavan Dham also, we do not perceive that divinity so much, because the person of the Dham conceals the glories of the Dham where there are sinful activities performed by locals or by us. And we go to some areas where sadhus are residing and performing their deep sadhana with great love and affection, doing great tapasya, chanting the holy names 20 hours a day. With that holy place we go, all the glories of the holy place is revealed to all those who are visiting also, by the dint of the sadhana of the locals and by the sincerity of all of us. So when we say, ye yatha mam prapadyante tam sataiva vajamiham, the dham also is accordingly revealing to us His glories when we approach. That is why the biggest qualification to get the revelation of the whole dham is our purity of the heart. We may stay, we may memorize all the stories, we may stay and memorize, but we will not realize if we don't have the correct attitude and correct consciousness to enter the dham and to be in the dham. If we look for luxury in the dham, sometimes we are, you know, conditioned with city life, we have luxuries at home, we have vehicles and we have ornaments, we need certain type of atmosphere, food. But it is said that if we are too attached for getting luxury in the dham, then we'll have less revelations or less revealing of the glories of the dham. The six Goswamis, you know, dham is meant for tapasya, dham is meant for simplicity, dham is meant for minimal required sense gratification in the form of food or something. We can be comfortable, there is no harm in being comfortable. We may not have to be uncomfortable, but we should not look for too much of comforts. When we enter dham, we should be prepared to accept some austerities, because there will be impediments, there will be difficulties, there will be troubles, because we are not at home, number one. And second thing, we are going in the holy place of the Lord. Holy Dham of the Lord. Holy Dham of the Lord is designed by the Lord in such a way that all the situations are different over there. Mostly temperatures are extreme. There are so many difficulties, like in Vrindavan if you go, electricity will go off again and again. It will be extremely cold, like 0 degrees centigrade, and extremely hot, like 51 degrees centigrade. And there will be no transport, there will be no, maybe today's current situation, no Wi-Fi available continuously. Lights will go off, generators may not be working properly. Monkeys will trouble you. There will be traffic jams, there will be noises. Maybe the rickshawalas will cheat you, maybe the other people will cheat us. So there are so many gross and subtle impediments. This is how all dhams I have experienced. In Jagannath Puri, in Vrindavan Dham, in Mayapur Dham, you go to Dwaraka. Everywhere there are different sets of things, but environmentally the things are very difficult weather wise. So how did our Goswamis live? Tyaktva turunam ashesha mandalapati shrenim sadhatu chavat. They sacrificed so much of their wealth, their position, their influence, their respect, just to become a beggar in the dham. Why they would give up such amount of unbelievable wealth, such power? They were prime minister and they were finance minister of Nawab Hussain Shah. Boatloads of gold coins. I cannot imagine today what wealth they had. But they distributed that wealth and became actual beggar. begging Madhukri every day and living off only off that. Why is that? Because in the dham, the wealth that one receives is much, much, much higher than what we can imagine to amass in this material world. And that was the wealth for which they sacrificed, according to them, something which is insignificant. Turna, tuchha, tuchhavat. Tuchhavat means insignificant. All that great wealth that they had, they possessed, was actually insignificant compared to what they achieved in Vrindavan Dham, wearing a kopin and begging alms every day. So, the power, there's a great opportunity of receiving great spiritual wealth when one actually by mind becomes a beggar. It's not necessarily that we have to become beggars, but within the consciousness we feel that I am a beggar here because I don't have that which the dham has. I may have the worldly wealth, or worldly power, worldly position, I may have beauty, I may have knowledge, but I don't have that love and that realization of the Supreme Lord, the glories of the Lord in my heart. So that is the wealth which dham offers. And the more we are renounced from the worldly attachments, the more we become wealthy spiritually from the side of the dham. The Lord's supreme desire prevails in dham. I'll tell you one story to support this statement. The Lord's supreme desire prevails in dham and not ours. In 1994, I was the yatra organizer of Vrindavan Dham. And there were 8 buses, and they, in those days, 8 buses is a big number of buses, without any walkie-talkie, without any mobiles. We used to run from bus to start the buses, all those kind of things. And after 7 days of yatra, last day we were returning from the last place, the yatra was over, and in that time I was in the first bus, and His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj entered the bus and sat next to me in the bus and said, "So Vishwarup, how was the yatra?" So as a meticulous management, what we were doing, I was thinking, oh, I should give my real opinion. I said, "Maharaj, if the yatris were a little more cooperative, we could have gone to so many more places. We had enlisted, we could have taken to many, but devotees were very slow and not very cooperative. So we had to cancel so many places each day. That was not very good, Maharaj." And suddenly he became very serious, grave, almost angry, I think. He looked straight in my eyes and he said, "In the dham, you should be satisfied whatever Lord shows you. You may make a big plan to go to so many places, but you don't forget that you are entering in somebody else's house, a private house. Vrindavan Dham is Lord Krishna's private home. And you cannot choose to go in many chambers of private home of somebody. It is the host that will decide to take you to which chamber and to reveal to you which chamber and the glories of which chamber. So, you may make your plan, that is your duty. But whatever Lord shows, you should be very grateful, because finally, whatever He showed is His blessing upon us. He will choose what to show and what we are qualified for." That was a big, big realization I received. And from there onwards, I may plan 10 places, but I may go to only 4 places. I have learned to be grateful, because that is a personal understanding of Krishna consciousness, that Supreme Lord is a supreme person and He is a big man and He has a home which is His private home. He comes there in disguise, not as Supreme Lord, and is allowing us to enter in His private chambers. So whatever His plan is, His desire is, what is good for us, He is allowing us to enter. So you should be happy in what the Lord shows us in the dham. Then life in dham. There are 2 kinds of lives in dham. That we, when we go as yatris, or for some time, or maybe in the eye camp in Barsana, and when we go to stay full time there. When we go as yatris, everything is so beautiful. I remember my brother, I took him to Jagannath Puri. He was so enamored. At the end of the 7-day yatra, he started looking for place, started negotiating flats to stay there. He was so excited. It was so beautiful, so wonderful. So everything is ecstatic when we go to yatra, because we are only with devotees all the time. It's singing, dancing, eating prasad together, traveling, it's picnic, it's very wonderful enjoyment and nourishment. But when we choose to actually stay full time in the dham, the whole thing becomes different. The dham is, everything is multiplied there. Happiness is multiplied 1,000,000 times. When you commit sinful activities or commit aparad, it is millions of times. So everything is intense. I was told by His Holiness Radhana Swami that it's a very high speed churning place for purification. In one of the yatras, my friend Sarvaka Krishna Prabhu, he was riding a rickshaw, you know, and somehow he slipped. You know, his foot turned into 180 degrees. Blood supply pulse stopped. Soon he's going to lose his foot. You can imagine, like a ghost, his foot became completely 180 degrees, turned, rotated, with no pulse, it's becoming blue very soon. So our orthopedic surgeon Giriraj Prabhu was called in the spot after 15 minutes, and he said, there's no place we can do help you, we have to fly you to Mumbai, Bhaktivedanta Hospital, but I will take Radharani's name and Krishna's name and just twist it here. And he said, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, prayed to the Dhami, Lord Sri Krishna, and just forcefully turned it 180 degrees, and the pulse started coming, blood started coming, and the leg foot was saved, and then he was transported to Mumbai. Very intense. I know one girl, Brijbasi girl. Unusual things happened there, intensely. The girl fell in the boiling pot of kheer while she was playing around the fire and there. I don't know still how she fell, but she like dived in the, it's like diving in the pot, she fell down, and hot boiling kheer. She was 20 days in coma in Koshi Hospital, but today she is very much there, 25-year-old girl. One patient I saw in Barsana eye camp, he had his eye slit in two due to the fan that we use for feeling better in the summer. That blade of the fan had cut her eye into two, which we had to repair in the operation theater. Similarly, too much extreme weather, heat and cold. All the other situations in Dham are challenging. So those who choose to go full-time there, in the first initial period, Dham really tests them. Whether they are fit to stay in Dham or not, whether they want to quit or go. Because in first month or second month, those who enter Dham to stay full-time, they feel like quitting. Why I came here? It's a mistake. I got 3 times typhoid one after another. I got fracture of my foot. I got fracture of my arm. I fell down. Monkeys jumped on me. He bit me, and I am having wound on my arms. So many things happen. But at the same time, when the Dham is testing us, the Supreme Lord is testing us in the form of Dham, the Dham also captivates the heart of the people who have chosen to stay there. After some time, whatever difficulties may come, if you ask those people, do you want to come back to Mumbai? They said, no. We will do anything, but we will stay here. Same thing happens in Mayapur also. Whichever Dham you choose to stay first, you will not be able to leave that Dham. I know people who are my friends who settled in Mayapur. They don't want to leave Mayapur with all difficulties they have. Those who settled first in Vrindavan, they don't want to leave Vrindavan, whatever difficulties they have. Because the Dhami, the Lord, captivates their heart. So, how to stay in the Dham? There's a rule that one should not go to Dham without the instruction of spiritual master or senior devotees. It is better to go by the blessings and order of Gurudev, because this is spiritual protection. Why is that? Because if there is Krishna, if there is Maya, in the city there is a proportion of Krishna consciousness and Maya. Maybe city has more Maya consciousness, less Krishna consciousness. Dham has intense Krishna consciousness, and Maya also is intensely there. For example, where was Kamsa? Was he in Mumbai and Krishna was in Mathura and Vrindavan? No. Wherever Krishna was, there only Kamsa was dwelling. All the demons were coming where Krishna was coming, or Krishna was staying. Wherever Krishna went, the demons followed him. That means the Maya is right next to Krishna. Moment your eyes off Krishna, Maya is there to captivate. Nikatastha Maya Tore Jhapatiya Dhore. So we have seen that people going totally off track, who are very, very sincere, but in the Dham. This happens. If one is not careful in the Dham, it is very dangerous to get slipped off from the path of bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, one should always go to Dham in the company of sincere devotees. Se sabhasthane heribo ami pranayi bhakti sange. All the holy places of the Lord, I will observe, I will see, I will behold pranayi bhakti sange, in the company of pranayi, loving devotees of the Lord. Lord told Jagannathan Pandit when he went to Vrindavan, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also he told Buddhimanta Khan that you don't stay without the company of Sanatana Goswami. Because to understand Dhamvasis and to be with them is also a little bewildering. It's also a little challenging. It's not that everybody can deal with Brajvasis, Dhamvasis easily. There's a different challenges there in that. And most of the times, I remember, we get cheated by the Dhamvasis. And we get misconception about Dhamvasis. We don't understand how they are. My older brother, he came to Vrindavan. I have been telling him, come with me many times. But he one time went alone. Only with his wife he went. And he was captured in some small temple and all his pockets were emptied. And from then he has never come to Vrindavan Dham again ever. So, when you go alone, because of the unpreparedness and because of the lack of protection spiritually of the association of devotees or the mercy of the blessings of the Vaishnavas, one gets caught up in some kind of misincident and then one loses faith. So, Dham is very strong in giving you strong faith and Dham is very strong in destroying our faith also. It all depends on our approach and consciousness. So, to be safe in Dham, in small or long or permanent residence, we need to be under the order of Gurudev, we need to be in the company of devotees. It is said if you ever go alone without order of Guru or devotees, only 3 days are allowed. Scriptures say only 3 days, not more than 3 days. And if you want to stay more than that, there has to be some service for you, or there has to be company of devotees, or there has to be order of Gurudev. I remember in my about 36 years of visiting Vrindavan Dham and other dhams, I have never gone to those dhams ever without any service to the dham. Not even one day I have stayed extra there just to relax or just to visit places. All that has happened is only always under the order of Gurudev. And I feel, my inner feeling is that is the only protection and safety in the dham, not to get diverted. To get bewildered and diverted and deviated is very easy in dham than in cities like Bombay and New York. When we stay in dham, it is advised that there should be no gossip or criticism of the dham, of dhamvasis. You know, we have a tendency, oh, see the roads, how bad they are, see the pigs, see the gutter, see the ghettos, see the drainages, and see the arrangements are so bad, the government is so bad over here, the trains are so bad, so much crowd, so much dirt is there, so no roads are there, no facilities are there. So this natural critical tendency comes up. But we should prepare our mind while leaving the home that we should avoid any gossip or any criticism of the Dhamvasis or the Dham itself. What is important is we should not be carrying our Aishwarya Bhav from city. Because I have certain amount of wealth in city, I live in such a particular style in city, I have vehicle of this kind in city, and I always like to, you know, propose that in the Dham also. But it is, saintly people have told me and many people in the yatra again and again, we should give up our city consciousness in city only. Give up mode of passion and ignorance, leave it back. Try to cultivate mode of goodness at least, if not transcendental mood, and enter the dham. We should give up our pride of city that I am a doctor, I am a director, or I am a trustee, I am a rich man, I am a businessman, I am a very influential man, I am a very powerful man. All these kind of caps that we wear in our city life should be given up completely. And as Mr. Nobody we should enter. Only one identification. Mamai Vansho, Jeeva Loke, Jeeva Bhuta Sanatana. I am entering in this dham, O my Lord, in your home, my Lord, as your humble, insignificant part and parcel. Trying to be your devotee. Trying to be humble. Trying to be obedient. And I am coming to the dham to take shelter of your lotus feet, my Lord. That means if you are going to Vrindavan Dham, we have to go there in the mood of taking shelter of Radha and Krishna. If you go to Jagannath Puri, we have to go there to take shelter of Krishna Balaram and Subhadra Mai. If you are going to Mayapur, we have to go there to take shelter of Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That should be our ultimate goal. We go there to take shelter and we take shelter of these personalities through Prabhupada, through our Guru Maharaj. Third thing is, we must learn to adopt the mood of the dham itself, and then the dhami, the Lord also, because the Lord's mood in Vrindavan is madhurya, conjugal love. The Lord's mood in Mayapur is audarya, munificence. He wants to just offer, forgive. And the Lord's mood in Jagannath Puri is togetherness of conjugal and opulent bhav. And that bhav is of mostly of separation. Jagannath in separation from the Lord, Lord Chaitanya in form of Radharani in separation from Krishna. That is Jagannath Puri. And you will see that the mood of the dham can be easily be adopted by the mercy of the dham vasis. So our realization is that unless we can be a visitor, we can go and visit, like there are 90 million people, if I'm not wrong, 9 crores of people visit Barsana every year. But only 1,000 or 2,000 people get some seva there. And when we do seva to dham vasis, by the blessings of dham vasis who are pleased with your service, we get lots of realizations. The inner confidential secrets of the dham are revealed to us when the dham vasis are pleased. Because when dham vasis are pleased, those who are very dear to the dhami, the Lord, because they see the dham vasis happy and blissful by our service, the Lord blesses us with the understanding of the confidential aspects of the glories of the dham. So the dham's mood can be understood by one, through our Guru Maharaj, by listening to our Guru Maharaj or the pure devotees, in the company of devotees, the glories of the dham, the leela of the dham is revealed. The confidential aspects of the dham is revealed in the company of devotees when the glories of dham are being narrated. Dham is not realized through eyes, by seeing things, or seeing a holy pond or a darshan. Dham is realized through ears, through shruti. Through ears, the real glories of dham are realized. That's why when we go to yatra or when we go to stay in dham, we should be utterly awake when the katha is going on. Because through the katha, through the mouth of a pure devotee, the innermost confidential aspects of the dham, the mood of the dham, the essential consciousness of the dham is revealed through the shruti, through the words of the pure devotee of the Lord. So we should learn to adopt the mood of the dham. That's why whenever we are with devotees, we should discuss about Krishna, discuss about the dham, so that through devotees' mercy, we will come to know many, many aspects of the Lord. Even if we are not in the dham, we are in the city. But whenever a pure devotee is narrating the glories of the Lord, the leela of the Lord, in the company of devotees, when we are sincerely, attentively sitting in the assembly, at that place, the dham is revealed. It may be Mumbai, it may be New York, it may be Chicago, wherever we are. If we are attentively listening to the leela of the Lord, wherever we are, that is where the dham appears. In fact, not only dham, the conglomeration of all the dhams in the world appear in the place where pure devotee is narrating Harikatha, the glories of the Supreme Lord. That means all the three dhams, Dwarka, Ayodhya, Badrinath, Sriranganath, and 18 Puranas, 108 Upanishads, Narad Muni, Hanumanji, Parshuramji, all the Chiranjeevi living entities, Agasthi Muni, Brahmaji, and Sri Krishna and Balaram himself, all of them appear when there is katha going on. So the most potent dham is the place where yatra gayanti madbhakta tatra tishthami Narada. Where am I? Where you are, my Lord? Narad Muni asking. So Lord is saying, wherever my devotees sit down and glorify me, that is the place where I reside. That's a virtual place. And there is also actual place where Lord resided. Lord resided, and he told Vajranabh to re-establish his places where he performed pastime in the three difficult different ways. He said Archavigraha, by installing Archavigraha, by constructing ponds, that is called Sar. So Vigraha and Sar and one, that is forest. So dham is actually found not in ashrams. Dham is found in the Vigraha, in the ponds, and in the forests. That is where Lord told Vajranabh to establish dham. But we stay in ashram, in hotels or in a suitable place, and we go to visit those places where Lord has performed by Sai. Se sabasthane, haribo ami, pranayi bhakati sangi. So now, how, if someone goes with the mood of opulence in the dham, how it makes creates difficulty? One time the Gandharvas were allowed entrance in Vrindavan dham, but the Gandharvas are in opulent bhav, Aishwarya bhav. So they went with that bhav to Vrindavan dham, where Lord is given up all his position, power, and being a supreme Lord, he has come as ordinary common boy. And he's playing, he's eating the remnants from the food, from the mouth of his coward boy friends. And Gandharva somehow couldn't digest. They had something great hymns they had heard and some great opulent understanding of the Lord as Vishnu. So these Gandharvas kept on seeing the Lord eating remnants from the mouth of coward friends. And then when they went back, they met Brahmaji. And they told, what kind of Lord is this? We speak so many shlokas and chant hymns before offering food to him. So I think what we met was not the Lord. He was an ordinary boy. It is said in scriptures that this place is called Ganeshara. Ganeshara is in Mathura, where Gandharvas saw the Lord from distance. And when they went back and told Brahma about their experiences, it is said even by associating with people who went with Aishwarya Bhav to Vrindavan, even Brahma got contaminated. It created doubt in his mind also about that boy, blue boy in Vrindavan. And when that was added with information of killing of Agasura, he said, I must go and test that boy. You see, even with association of people who are in that opulent bhav of city, in the mode of passion or ignorance, in the dham, our consciousness gets affected. That's why in the dham also, we should associate with sincere people who are living very simply, not in a very luxurious manner, in a very extremely comfortable manner, because that is the situation where dham is not revealed. So if we are in that company, in dham, the confidential secrets will not be revealed to us. And we go to dham to get the confidential mood of the dham. That's why we have to also seek company of sincere devotees who are very attentive, who are very simple-hearted, who have gone to surrender there, who are very humble, who are willing to serve. In such company of devotees, we should visit the dham. So, with this Brahma story, we'll also tell us many realizations that Brahma went to test the Lord and he was right in Vrindavan, but he was not seeing Vrindavan because his mood was testing. And when the Lord bewildered him with Brahma Samohana, when he came to the realization, this is not a boy, this is my Lord, one who created me, is a root of all existence, he is a Leela Dhari, Leela Purushottam. When he surrendered in complete humility, and he took shelter of the dham, it is said he offered prayers to the Lord, but still Lord did not forgive him. But when we offered Dandavat Pranam to the dham, in the dust of the dham, in somewhere else in Brajbasi talks, I've heard that Brahma did Dandavati Parikrama of all Vrindavan dham, Braj Mandala. He was offering Dandavat and he did all the Parikrama, circumambulation. And he was a fair personality, he had lost his fair luster by this offense of separating coward boys and calves from the Lord. That's why he lost his luster. As he was progressing in his Dandavati Parikrama, he regained his luster. When Brajvasis met him and asked, what has happened? He said, I separated Lord from his devotees. But actually when he completed Dandavati Parikrama, took shelter of the dust of the dham, at that time he saw, what did he see? He saw all the cows. Before also he was seeing cows. But now he saw all the cows as kamadhenu cows, desire-fulfilling cows. He was seeing all the trees before also. But now he saw all the trees as desire-fulfilling trees, kalpavrikshas. Before also he was having dust everywhere. But now he saw that every atom of the dust was chintamani, was the spiritual gems. And before also he was seeing Krishna. But now he saw Sri Krishna as the supreme personality of Godhead. Oh, and every word as a song, every step as a dance, all that was revealed to him only when he was in the right state of consciousness. So dham is always there with fullest of his glories, but it won't be revealed to us unless our consciousness is ready and eligible to get that revelation. So when we in such a way we visit dham, in such consciousness of humility and devotion, pridelessness, giving up Aishwarya Bhav, and most important is gratitude and surrender under the shelter of Guru and the devotees of the Lord. Then what happens? The dham, not only the mood of the dham, the very dham with the mood of the dham enters the heart of the devotee. And then we should in such condition go back home. And when we go back home, we will dwell in the memory of the dham. And that's how we all can be in the dham all the times. Especially in corona times. All our yatras are cancelled. But what we did? We did online yatra. We visited all the places. We were there. Our bodies were in cities and homes. But our heart was there in Vrindavan Dham. In Jagannath Puri. We did Nandagaon, Barsana, Govardhan Parikrama. We did Mayapur. We did Jagannath Puri Dham. Now we are going to do Vrindavan in details in a couple of days' times. So what is important is our consciousness. And dwelling in the consciousness and memory of the Dham while being in the cities is the easiest way. That cannot prevent us from being in the Dham any time of the year, any time of the life. Every grahastha or every brahmachari or every person is advised to give up all our services and go to the dham. To visit the dham, 8 days, 10 days, 15 days, we must close everything down and go to take shelter of the Lord and to hear the pastimes of the Lord, visit the places of the Lord, pastimes in the company of devotees. It is advised. That's why it comes as fifth principle, one of the most important five principles. Fifth principle is dhamvas. So, however busy, whatever we may be, if you want to really achieve the goal of life, we have to drop everything down and go to the holy place and absorb ourselves. What is most important? One time, His Holiness Radhanand Swami was asked, if you can define bhakti or Krishna consciousness in one word, so he answered, absorption, magnata. One needs to be absorbed, and when we are absorbed in the holy place, that time, the holy place enters you. You can adopt the holy place within yourself. So the purpose of going to holy places, to do pilgrimage, is to adopt the holy place in the heart. And as long as we stay in city or we have to stay in city, we need to adopt that, and that will help us to be in the dham only. While brushing the teeth in the morning, while taking bath, while preparing ourselves, while working, we all time can be in dham. Because it is essential principle of bhakti. We can't be just for some time in dham. We can be all time in dham. Provided when we are in the actual dham, we are preparing to absorb the dham and focus our attention. Every word that is spoken, we focus, we absorb, we drink, we assimilate, we digest. And that makes our consciousness dham consciousness. So purpose is not just to go to dham 7 days and come back and then get completely absorbed in city. The purpose of going 8 days, 15 days in once in a year is to remain in the dham all throughout the year. And we know Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, Shamananda Pandit, absorbed in dham when they were in dham. And then they took the dham in the heart and distributed it to Bengal and to Orissa and everywhere. They preached dham consciousness everywhere. Srila Prabhupada, absorbed, fully absorbed, alone, in focus, complete attention, even forgetting his food at Radha Damodar Temple. Absorbed, soaked himself in dham consciousness. And then we see the result of that. The world is becoming Krishna conscious. Thousands and thousands of people are becoming Krishna conscious because Srila Prabhupada absorbed and soaked in the dham and distributed all that to the world. Wherever he went, people felt Vrindavan was traveling wherever he was coming. So, with all these preparations, Sri Radha will reveal Sri Vrindavan in our heart through her love. So, we have so many examples, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Narottam Das Goswami, Thakur, who lived in dham. But there are people who didn't come to dham, like Gadadhar Pandit, like Swarup Damodar, like Ramananda Rai. We don't hear that they came to Vrindavan. But their hearts were soaked in Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya only came for 2 months. But when he was in Jagannath Puri, he saw, because Vrindavan was in his heart, he saw Chatak Parvat as Govardhan. He saw the ocean as Jamuna. He saw Godavari as Jamuna. He jumped in Jagannath Puri ocean and floated in the ocean as if he was in Jamuna. Why? Because he, by his example, he showed that when there is Manamora Vrindavan, when there is heart is filled with Vrindavan consciousness, whatever you see, wherever you go, everything is Vrindavan for you. Everything is Jagannath Puri for you. Everything is Mayapur for you. So let us all understand the essential principle of Dhamvas, not just physical, but spiritual understanding of Dhamvas, which will help us to remain in Dham all the time, every moment of our life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Wishing you and praying for all of you to be able to be in the Dham in spite of the strictest possible lockdown. Nothing can stop us from being in Dham even though we are in lockdown. Hare Krishna.
This was such a beautiful, beautiful. You almost transported us.
Hare Krishna.
With so many wonderful points, with such sincerity you presented that, you know, it was so heart-touching. Thank you very much for coming to the GBC SPT platform. We have questions, if that's okay with you.
Yes, I'm open.
So there are someone's asking, what does it mean to serve the Dham? Does it mean that we should do some physical service? Or in the Dham, hearing and chanting is also service?
There is physical service, there is hearing service, there is medical service, there is renovation service. There are so many services. For those who really understand the importance of serving Dham, they have got so many opportunities. For example, we do eye surgeries in Barsana. We go to Pilipokar and clean the Pilipokar pond. We do lamp festival there. And we also help in renovations of many lost ponds or destroyed ponds. And we bring the Brijvasis to Mumbai Bhaktivedanta Hospital. We serve them. Almost every single day, except for the corona times, every time there is some Brijvasi in Bhaktivedanta Hospital. So, those who need and those who want and those who understand, for them there are unlimited varieties of services of the Dham. But we need to go near the Brijvasis and try to see what we can do. Then Krishna will let us know what we can do.
Such a wonderful point, Prabhu. When the desire is there, Krishna
will fulfill.
Thank you. There's another question where someone's asking that sometimes we plan, we make plans, we buy tickets to go to the Dham, and foreseen conditions or situations we have to cancel. Is it because we don't have the blessings of Srimati Radharani, or is it a result of our offenses?
See, even when Krishna played the flute, not that all the gopis could go to dance. Some of them were restricted by their fathers and husbands, and they actually spiritually entered Rasdila. So when we actually said in scriptures that when you plan to go to Dham, it's not Vrindavan only, go to Jagannath Puri, Dwarka, or to Mayapur, you just plan, start conceiving the idea, from that time onwards, one starts getting purified. Even by the thought of the Dham, thought of deciding to go to Dham. So even if by some reason we don't go to Dham, the separation, the feelings of separation is not a curse, it's a blessing. Longing is created in you. So we should never feel that, oh, Radharani is not happy with me, she didn't bless me by entrance. No, it is not that only physically we enter. If sometimes some reason, suppose somebody falls sick, mother-in-law, mother falls sick and we cannot go now, the ticket has to be cancelled. That is not a curse. That's also a blessing. If it intensifies your longing for the Dham, it's a blessing. If you think, oh, why this happened? I am not qualified. That's also good. It's humility. But that's not a curse. It's never a curse. What Lord does with us is never a curse. He does perfect right things. Otherwise, he left from Vrindavan to Mathura, left all the gopis behind. Was it a curse? No. It was not a curse. It's a blessing in disguise.
Such a wonderful, insightful answer. Thank you so much. That is truly Vipralamba increases the longing for the Dham. Thank you. There's another question where someone's asking that we see that people have migrated from cities and other countries and start living in the Dham. And because at times we have seen that those that are not born in the Dham do not possess the same consciousness. What understanding? This is a question. So how do we reconcile this? Do we still consider them dhamvasis?
If you even physically stay in dham, you are a dhamvasi. Because unless one is qualified, the Lord will not even let us physically stay in dham. What to speak of spiritually? Huh? It's not possible. It's not possible by our plans, our money, or buying a house, or buying a plane ticket, or shifting our luggage from one place to another, we stay in Vrindavan dham. When we are allowed to stay, even for some time, or for 1 year, for 2 years, as if we are staying full time there, that is blessing of the Radharani only. And everybody is in spiritual evolution. Why we are here otherwise? Otherwise we should be in Golok Vrindavan. So everybody is spiritually evolving. We are evolving by living in city. They are evolving by living in the dham. Some are born in the dham. They are also evolving. Everybody is traveling towards Krishna. Is in a journey. So you may see some faults because we are fault finders. We may see some faults. But they are under the high speed purifying plant of the Lord in the dham. Please understand this. And sometimes the anarthas are coming out. We may say, oh, see, this devotee behaved that way. Although in dham, he is behaving like this. That is our understanding. But the Lord's understanding is always different than our understanding. Lord's understanding mostly is inconceivable. So we should not judge. When you go in that situation, you will come to know how you will do, how you will behave. So better to be offering pranams and respects and leave to the Lord. What Lord has to judge, He will judge. Not me, not us.
Such a wonderful point, Prabhuji. Thank you. Yes, it makes so much sense. And you confirm that even with the beautiful pastimes that you shared about, you know, Rajvasis and how their consciousness is constantly, we cannot understand their consciousness truly. There is another question here. And they're asking, is the destination of those who leave their bodies in Vrindavan or Mayapur or any other holy place the same? Also, the second part of the question is, because the destination depends on what mood we have cultivated and our consciousness at the time of death. So how does leaving our body in the dham change that? Or how benefit?
I just give a nice example story to you. You know, of late our dear Dr. Shama Vallabh Prabhu left his body. Huh? And his body was brought to Bhaktivedanta Hospital and everybody was thinking, Maharaj, Maharaj, his body must be taken to Vrindavan for cremation because he was a Brijvasi, he was staying there. And that time Maharaj said very gravely one thing. He says, it's not important where you die. It's not important where you are cremated, where your ashes are submerged. It's very important in what consciousness one dies. So if we die in dham, and if we die in dham in Krishna consciousness, then we go back to Godhead. If we die in dham of Mumbai consciousness, we go to Mumbai. It's not important, you know. Ultimately, yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tajyate ante kalevaram. Antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram. What is important is to cultivate, even while staying in dham, what we cultivate? Krishna consciousness. Even while staying in city, what are we cultivating? Krishna consciousness. So Thakur Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj Prabhupada left his body in Kolkata. Thakur Bhaktivinoda wanted to die in Kurukshetra. What is the mood? To serve the gopis. He wanted to serve the gopis in the most helpless condition. So we cannot judge anybody who died in Vrindavan, who died in Mumbai, what happened to him, what is the destiny. Everybody's destiny is back to Godhead. But that is determined by what are we thinking at the moment of death. So let us focus on that rather than the place of residence or place of cremation or place of asthi visarjan. Let us cultivate that consciousness which is very precious wherever we are.
Wonderful point, Prabhu. Such a wonderful point. And yes, Krishna has placed, remembrance of himself as, you know, the ultimate. So there's another follow-up question. So basically, just dying in the dham allows one enough spiritual credits to get attached to devotional service in the next life.
It is favorable. It is, dying in dham is favorable. It doesn't mean the absolute sense, if you don't die in dham, you go somewhere else. It's not true. It's like, if I have also medicines with me, I've got vaccine with me, and I go in typhoid endemic area, then I may not get typhoid. It's like I've got enough equipments with me not to get typhoid. So similarly, I go to Dham. Dham is helping me to become more Krishna conscious. Dham Vasis are helping me. Dham Seva is helping me. My stay in Dham is helping me. My chanting in Dham is helping me multiple fold to get more benefit. So Dham is a favorable breeze. But if I go and do sinful activities in Dham, do nonsense activities, then Dham will be reversibly acting upon us. It will harm us more than in Mumbai. Dham is like a double razor edge. We cannot do nonsense activities in Dham. So what is important is, yes, Dham is favorable, and we should take the favorable situation in the Dham to help ourselves progress spiritually. That is what is important. The goal should be very clear. Krishna has made the goal very clear. He's not said yam yam vasa dhama. He didn't say. He said yam yam swaran swaran. About memory he's saying. He's very clear about remembrance. That is very important. So all the stay, all the seva, all dhamvasi seva, all dham seva should finally culminate in remembering the Lord now, so that we can remember continuously, uninterruptedly till the moment of death. That is our goal.
Perfect answer, Guru. Thank you so much. So, there is another question where someone's asking, is it okay to have this consciousness that, you know, post-retirement, after I finish my obligations to my family, to my work, is it okay that we have that consciousness that post-retirement I will go stay in Dham?
You can go and stay in Dham by the blessings of Guru Maharaj. Please do not take your own decisions. Take the blessings of Guru Maharaj. Some people may say, my Guru Maharaj is not there. He has left this world. Take blessings of senior devotees who are guiding you. Do not take decisions of staying in Dham on your own. Because I have seen it backfires. It doesn't work. Because Dham was means Dham Seva has to be there. And it has to be under the guidance of your spiritual master. Then you are fully protected. You will never get deviated. But if you just want to go there and stay on your own, it's not bad. It's not going to a sinful place. Definitely a good place. But it is a little risky because our mind is not so advanced. We make mistakes and we may lose whatever we have also earned before in Krishna consciousness. Because it's a very intense place. You get a lot of things fast and you also lose things fast there. It's a very intense place. So I would personally advise that if you want to stay in Dham, it's a very good idea. But take the blessings of senior Vaishnavas and preferably spiritual master, then your Dham Vas will be 100% successful.
Jai Prabhu, thank you so much. Such a wonderful answer. And truly, your class was very insightful. It has increased that hankering for trying to dwell in the Dham, even in these times of COVID, where we can actually meditate and be connected by Smaranam. So thank you so much for joining us on this GVC-SVT platform. We're very, very grateful, and we hope you will come back and enlighten us. And another time, we do a whole parikrama for
us. 100%. If you are calling a parikrama, ever ready. The last statement I want to make, last statement before leaving, is that
sure.
There is no material impediment in the progress in spiritual life. So there is no material situation which can stop us from staying in Dham. That's my last statement before departing. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Hare Krishna.
So thank you. Are we still now?
We got disconnected. Now we can speak.